work.
Now, Darrell, run it for another 20 minutes or so with us. We'll be taking your phone calls. Hey, let's just go ahead and go to those now. Kurt in Ohio, you're on the air with Alex Jones and Darrell Rundus. Go ahead. Hello, Kurt. Come on down. Yes,
hey,
go ahead.
How you doing?
Good.
I brought this up to Jason the other day. My 9-year-old daughter has to go through anger management classes, her whole class. And it's being sponsored, one, by Hallmark, and two, by the Boys and Girl Scouts. I thought that was a little interesting.
Yeah, they're taking all the major corporations, all the major organizations, the Boy Scouts, everything, and they had this in the Soviet Union, and they admit that's what it is. This is re-education. This is political brainwashing. This is going to teach them to notice their sexual difference or to notice their racial difference and to be obsessed with it and report it and tattle. And the Boy Scouts are being trained to tattle on their parents in England, the U.S., Europe. They're being trained to spy on their neighbors. They're being trained to take on veterans and confiscate guns. This is mainstream news. And, yes, I mean, the government's not playing games. They know they're losing the people. And so they're coming in to take over the youth. And the New York Times brags, and I've had parents call me en masse, you know, their kids come home and say, you can't take a bath anymore. That's bad for the environment. Hey, Mom, that light bulb's wrong. And then you're supposed to encourage them. Oh, good, you tattled on me. And then once it's set to do it for the environment, they then bait and switch. And by the way, what are the guns? So, see, they prime it with something that sounds popular. Oh, they're just tattling and reporting on you for the environment. But now it's going to be for everything. And, folks, you know, there's only a few degrees between liberty and tyranny. Okay, and once they have warrantless wiretapping and indefinite detention, it can take your guns because you're on a secret list and they're training your kids to spy on you. It's one more degree and you're mass death camps and black uniforms and marching because scum gets into government, evil gets into government, and it's its nature. Even when Stalin had total control of Russia, no one was resisting him. He said, kill 20 million people. You know, Lenin, when they were taking over Ukraine, they said, there's no one resisting us. They said, I don't care. Continue to kill. I want terror, more blood. And he wrote bizarre poetry, that's public poetry about, I want to destroy the earth, destroy the sun, a great blackness. He would go to a little island with all these white rabbits, and they kind of put that in a Clint Eastwood movie off of that story. You know, the guy opens the trunk up and there's white rabbits and he's shotgunning them crazy. Lennon would go and just rip white rabbits apart and roll around for hours just convulsing Darrell Rundus.
Well, I just tell you what, Alex, this is another good reason why we need to do a You Do News. I mean, take this guy. He has his daughter or his son, I can't remember. But what a great story for him to report on. He could sit there and interview his daughter and then upload it to You Do News, which is going to ultimately take the place of the mainstream media. Because people are fed up with the lies they're being told by the mainstream media. Look, I owned the world's largest newspaper circulation, sales, and marketing firm. I've worked with all the biggest newspapers from the New York Times, the LA Times, and they're all in it for the money, period. I've seen stories thrown on the ground that need to make the front page, but they don't because they're not sensational enough. So the bottom line is simply this. Look, we need to empower people, and one good thing they can do is to bring light into darkness. Hey, how much darkness can absorb the light? None. Right? Light always beats the darkness. And when we expose light, when we start reporting stories like this one, this guy just called in, and upload it to a You Do News website where people can be informed, people can be woken up to the truth and to the reality.
Absolutely. Kurt, going back to you, still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
What else? I'm aware of what you're saying.
I said, not only am I going to interview my daughter, like your guest said, I have an appointment with her teacher, and I'm also in process of trying to get the local school board here to get back in touch with me, because like you had mentioned, the Soviet-style schooling, I had read Charlotte Iserbeet's Dumbing Down of America, and after I read that and then this was put in front of my face, I knew exactly what I was confronting.
First it starts with sensitivity training, then it's, are your parents being mean to you? I mean, it's like this little girl in the office. They called all the kids into the computer lab, took them one in after the other, would look at their legs, say, is mommy mean to you? Are they sometimes rude and tell you not to do jobs? It's even how to trick them, and the little girl's like, yes. Oh, we're going to take you from your mommy then.
I mean, wouldn't it be great to be an independent news journalist and say, hey, I'm with UDU News. I'm doing an expose.
Daryl, I'm going to get behind it.
I'd like to talk to the school.
Are you kidding?
To the principal and then put them on UDU News and expose. Bring the New World Order into the
Hey, line. I want to link to alternative videos.
You know what happens to cockroaches when you turn on the light?
They run. Hey, good to hear from you, Kurt. Keep it up. Let us know how this develops. Jeff, Catalina, David, Jake, stay with us.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. Alex has told you you have to get a supply of food, but Alex and I have decided that there are some of you that we really don't want to have food. If you're a politician who voted for the bailout, don't call eFoods Direct. If you agree with one guy screaming about global warming instead of 650 climatologists who know the earth is cooling, don't call eFoods Direct. If you think growing food for cars is better than feeding people, don't get food. If you think waiting for a cop to show up after a crime is better than defending yourself and preventing the crime, don't call eFoods Direct. If you believe the official report on 9/11, you won't need food. If you think the warnings on the Alex Jones Show are foolish, don't call eFoods Direct. For the rest of you, go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-409-5633. You can't possibly know or control what government, corporate America, or others will do, but you can control what you do. Complete your supply now, eFoodsDirect.com. 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Bill Rundis has a joke before we take more calls. Go ahead, Daryl.
Hey, look at Alex. He's on. He's all spiffed up. You know, he said he'd take me to dinner later tonight. I think his wife has something to worry about there, Alex. You get all dressed up for me there, big boy?
Absolutely there, Rundis. Very funny joke.
I'm married. I got five kids.
All right. Very good. Now, you know what? I got an earpiece in. I'm starting to wear sports jackets on air. I think I should respect the audience enough, and I'm wearing a favorite 15-year-old T-shirt here.
You're like Brokaw, you know, Cronkite and those guys looking all stiff in your jacket there.
No, you know what? If it means we can reach more people, I'll wear a, you know, I'd wear a
pink polka dot hat.
I'd wear a pink polka dot hat if I could reach more people.
Hey, he's a cretin from the planet Pop-Tart. Don't listen to him. No,
I remember that caller, yeah. No, people really believe I'm a reptoid ruler, 14 trillion years old. I got to be honest with you. I'd like to be 14 trillion years old and have been seen the galaxy. Hey, but I'm not. I promise you, it's a conspiracy theory. I'm not from Planet Pop-Tart.
Hey, you know, in fact,
I'm not a reptoid.
It's funny. This verse always reminds me of you in the Bible. It says, Lord, teach us to number our days that we may gain a heart of wisdom. And nobody makes more of a day than you do. I mean, you get more done in a day than anybody ever met.
Oh, Daryl, please stop it.
No,
Lord.
It's the truth. I mean, it's the bottom line. And in fact, I don't even know how you handle it when people call in and say, oh, Alex, you got to do more of this and do that. And I just blow up on them.
Well, I actually appreciate most of it. You know, I got a book that I'm supposed to get done, that I'm working on, and we're working on two films right now, and I get so busy I don't even, you know, get to everything I'm supposed to.
Did you get those jet-powered roller skates that I sent?
No, but that would help. Yeah, that would help.
You need them.
But the issue is, I'll tell you what's beautiful, is the people are doing what we're talking about, and they're doing it better than I could in many ways, and the activists, you know, they're going to these media events where the establishment is meeting and taking them over just with, you know, political questions and things and getting the news, and the system realizes that the people that love liberty and freedom and the truth, we are infesting, in their view, the entire system and taking over. I mean, I've had CBS News call me, I've had Politico call me today, you know, the entire establishment, thanks to you, Daryl, supporting us and many others, is starting to pay attention to what we're doing. Look at how they're trying to co-opt Ron Paul. But as they do that, that only, you know, makes our movement that much bigger because they can't co-opt Ron Paul. You know, we're about information and facts and data and reality, and so their old tricks aren't going to work, Daryl.
Look, people know the truth when they see it, and the truth will always, you know, come to the surface. And there's people, once again, where is the power, Alex? Is it with you? No, it's with you and you and you and you and all those other people out there in the world today. We all have the power, but we got to do something with it. We got to number our days that we may gain a heart of wisdom. We got to make the most of every opportunity and every day. And once again, You Do News is a great opportunity, a great platform for them to get the word out.
I can't wait till it's up. Listen, we'll post a bunch of my videos there, and I'll point people at it. I just hope you've got the bandwidth, Daryl.
Well, we're going to do whatever we can to make sure. In fact, we've got a server room and then another backup server room on different power grids. So even if they try to shut down the whole grid.
Just so you know, with video, though, if you get a lot of you need CDNs.
No, I'll be talking to your tech guys because I'm going to need all the help we can.
Yeah, you're going to.
We're going to need. I'm impressed with the way you guys got.
Oh, we're not. Believe me. My guys could do a lot more if I had more money, but the point is that we've learned through trial and error, and we've learned a lot. Now, listen, Daryl, I want to go to calls. I want folks to know more about you. You want to tell folks about the big Christian ministry you started that's now a national TV show?
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, the Great News Network's a ministry of a bunch of different Christians all around the country who are actively waking people up. And because we know the first priority is someone's soul, while they will start in the natural and tell people about the Fed or about the evil tyrannies or the craziness that's going on in Washington, D.C. or, you know, any of these other things, we know ultimately if that person wakes up, continues to fight the New World Order, but ends up in hell in the end, what good did we really do them? So,
well, Daryl, I want to thank you for your generous support in the past. And I want to thank you for your support in the future. And I want to tell you, you know, you say you're starting with something big. It is big for you to start a radio show. And I'm the one that's been pushing you. And Ted's offered you one. You really should start at least a 3-hour weekend show and also simulcast it on your new TV station.
Well, that's what we're going to do. We're going to do a Rundus. It's going to be called the Rundus Report. And in 60 days, we'll go beta. And in about 90 days, I'll start doing a weekly report called the Rundus Report. And
well, this video your guys did here with you pushing
the Ten Commandment.
Ten and Win. .com. That looks really good. So you got some good guys.
We've got good media guys. We got great web work. You know, I'm just haven't caught up on the curve when it comes to.
No. People, when I did last year's Money Bomb, they're like, where's the new studio? It took me months to find the cheapest, best place. Then I had to move, do all the contracts, took them months, had to move in, put it all in while I was doing everything else, then get in here, and now we're ready to go to the next level.
That's what I
mean, it takes time when you're small.
I think, exactly. I think people, there's a big disconnect between mainstream media and what you're able to accomplish because they got unlimited, literally unlimited amounts of money. It's like the government. They don't care about how much money they spend because they never have to pay it back. So those mainstream media, they can throw billions and billions and billions of people's dollars at it and then get bailout after they go broke.
Look at what we've done, though, with the equivalent of 1/100th or 1/1000th
amazing
of what they do.
Incredible.
And think what other people can do. But I'm done ranting about that. The point is, we can win if you take action. There are a lot of you smarter than me and Daryl, more active. We've all got different gifts, different combinations of those
right
gifts.
And You Do News isn't the answer to everything. Once again, it could be pick up your bullhorn, hey, wear a T-shirt like we do. Pass out some literature. Break the ice with people. Here's a great way to get a CD, a DVD, or, you know, whatever message in somebody's hands. You know, all I got to say is, hey, do you like the government? What do you say?
No.
There, you'll need this, okay? Now I say, do you like the government? And say yes.
Yes.
Oh, you need this. Okay? So just ask a question. No matter what they say, hey, do you live here in town? Yeah, I do. Oh, great. You'll need this. Everybody will take
what I do. 90%
of
it's like what they say in Obama Deception. Hey, this is a really wild film about Obama. You ought to check it out.
Right.
Or
hey,
somebody,
do you like Obama? Do you like Obama?
No.
Oh, you'll need this. You'll like this. This is a great DVD. You'll like this. Oh, you like Obama? Oh, here, you'll like this. You'll like this DVD. So whatever they say, yes or no, it doesn't
matter. Well, I've told listeners, and of course, you're a more professional salesman than I am. I just, you know, do it innately. But I've always kind of, you're confident and happy. People will then take the info. But other folks are like, I've got this for you.
Well, there's an old saying that says, if you don't seem interested, how are they going to be? So, I mean, if you're not excited about what you're doing, how are they ever going to get excited about what you're doing? So, yeah, enthusiasm is the key. You got to go with zeal, but not with no knowledge. You got to have wisdom to go with that zeal. You got too much zeal and no wisdom, you're going to scare people off. You're going to scare all the fish away. But when you go fishing, you got to be quiet, you got to be stealthy, and you got to use the right bait. So bait your hook with certain questions that are leading, okay? Well, it doesn't matter if they say yes or no. Hey, do you love our government? Hey, do you like taxes? Hey, do you like green? Hey, are you married? Whatever question, it doesn't matter what they say. If they say yes or no, say, hey, well, you'll like this, or hey, you'll need this. The key is sowing those seeds. Once again, they won't all take root. They all won't bear fruit. But the bottom line is you just keep being...
You get the seeds in the ground, it's going to happen. Let's take some more calls. Catalina in Michigan, you're on the air with Daryl Rundis. Go ahead, Catalina.
Hello.
Hi, Catalina.
Hi, Alex. How are you?
Good. I'm good. I'm excited.
Well, you know what? I wanted to tell you, my husband was driving through Detroit. He was doing a job, and he called me up immediately. He goes, Catalina, you wouldn't believe what I just saw. And I'm like, what? He says, an Obama gas station. And it was in Wyoming in Plymouth Road. And he said they had Obama hats out there and T-shirts, and they're selling all Obama
stuff. Yeah, they started Obama restaurants in New York.
Obama!
It scared the hell out of me. I'm like, what the heck's going on here? But, you know, I wanted to tell you, I am sowing the seeds. I belong to several business networks. I'm giving out DVDs. I'm talking to people. I'm giving them your website. I've just been opening up eyes left and right, and whenever I get a new email, I always send it out or something interesting off your website, and people are asking questions, and people are starting to wake up. But my biggest concern is we're waking everyone up, and you kind of blew my idea of overthrowing the government. So what do you do to stop all this tyranny, stop all this terrorism?
If you just start saying no to corruption and you start getting involved and going to city council and speaking and going to church and speaking out, this new world order will fall. If you just say no, 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 there's more good people than there are evil. If we just take action and educate others, this thing will fall. I appreciate your call, Catalina. Great call. And that was a question I wanted to have you on today about, because you're always so articulate over the phone about it. I want to have you back soon, Daryl, or over the phone at least. I'm going to drive down from Dallas. Romans 13, taken completely out of context, you say you're talking to Christians, and they're like, oh, I'm just going to let it all come and let it in, even if it is the end of the world. Don't we have to warn people?
Absolutely. I mean, that is just another excuse for people not to face their fear and to get up and get out and do something. I mean, we are called to be the light of the world as a Christian. I mean, I'm get sick to my stomach when I think about all the apathy within the church today. It's not just people in America, but Christians in particular ought to be the ones leading the charge against the evil deeds done in darkness. They're called to expose those deeds done in darkness. And yet, every time I even share with them about a corrupt police officer or about a politician who's lying or cheating or stealing, you know what they say? They say, oh, Romans 13, got to submit to authority. You know what? Poppycosh. I say, hey, you know what? To what authority Jesus was submitting to when he stood up to the Pharisees and the Sadducees and called them sons of hell and brood of vipers and hypocrites? To what authority were Paul and all the other apostles or all the other early Christians thrown to the lions because they wouldn't submit to the tyranny and the authority of the people that were above them? No, if you continue to read Romans 13, what you come to realize is, one, it says, look, if you owe respect, give respect. Okay, so in other words, hey, if they come to arrest you, don't resist, okay? You know, they don't deserve it, they don't earn it, but hey, you know what? I've seen you get arrested in New York City, and what did you do? Did you throw a fit? Did you resist? No, you went with them, and then...
No, because then they lost. If I'd have fought back, they would have won.
They would have won, that's right.
It's like Gandhi, it made them look bad.
That's right, so... Civil disobedience. That's what we need. Civil is the key word. Civil disobedience. But moreover, look, our governing authority isn't the politicians. Okay? They work for us. The governing authority.
Well, if we had a godly government, it would be. And plus, this is a new government, a new form. We're we the people, not a king.
That's it. We're not subjects.
And so that means render unto Caesar. That's us.
That's right. We are Caesar. The Constitution is our governing authority. And when you see someone breach that Constitution, you ought to get up, stand up.
Exactly. When the police and the military and the government violates the Bill of Constitution, they're violating Romans 13.
They ought to go to jail. We ought to hold them accountable. I'm like with Ron Paul or Chuck Norris, man. I'd like to line up all those people and get with Ron Paul and say, which one of these guys is the crooks? And we'll just throw them in the heat pile. And if they don't want to go, we'll let Chuck put them in a sleeper hold until they do. And then Grundosaurus will come in and carry him and throw him on the heat pile. There's all a bunch of crooks and they need to go.
Hey, Daryl, fire out the websites again. We'll have you back soon. Love you to death. Thank you for the donation because they had a big victory taking that from us.
It's mine. I got it. Tenandwin.com. Go register to win, even if you can't list the law. And in 60 days and counting, youdonews.com. Get up, go out, get something.
Well, Daryl, we'll have you back on as that launches. Thanks for all your support.
Hey, my pleasure, man. God bless you.
I like Daryl. He is a real character and a great guy and has a lot of energy. We'll be back with this Jesse Ventura, where he talked about waterboarding with us 6-7 months ago, airing for the first time here. This is such big news now, I thought I'd air it. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you tired of losing your hard-earned savings in retirement? Does the continued loss of purchasing power through the hidden tax of inflation brought on by trillions of dollars in government bailouts bother you? Then please let me, Dwayne Daly, with Midas Resources, help you to protect what you have left. Call me at 800-686-2237 extension 115, and I will explain to you how to retain your wealth and purchasing power now and in the future with gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a form of currency for 6,000 years compared to our present fiat currency, which has only been in existence for 38 years and failing fast. Call me, Dwayne Daly, at 800-686-2237 extension 115 to start your protection of wealth today. I will custom fit the protection package to your personal needs. No amount is too small, so start today. Call Dwayne Daly with Midas Resources at 800-686-2237 extension 115 for your gold and silver protection portfolio.
The New World Order Beast is genetically modifying your food, mixing vegetables with animals, and now experimenting with viruses. Without a long-term food solution, you will have just two options. Starve,
surrender,
or surrender.
All canned food supplies
will eventually run out.
What then?
Grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company.
And it's owned by a real patriot,
Big John Lipscomb.
You can now have
an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com.
got Jesse Ventura coming up the next segment. I thought I'd play a little bit of a video of him talking about waterboarding with us in the car when he was here about 6 months ago. I'll tell you about a few sponsors first that made this show possible. HomeGain, HomeGain.com. Go to Infowars.com, click on Max, the little orange gorilla, and go over there and enter your street address, get a free breakdown on how much your home is really worth. They have a home sale maximizer to tell you the best improvements to make for the cheapest amount of money, for the greatest amount of value when you sell it and put it on the market. Been around for 10 years, HomeGain.com. That is HomeGain.com, ladies and gentlemen. And one last sponsor of the day, eFoodsDirect.com, the longest continually operating storable foods company in the nation. eFoodsDirect.com, the highest quality storable foods at the best prices I found anywhere. Non-GMO, non-hybrid, 1-800-409-5633, 1-800-409-5633, or eFoodsDirect.com. It's time to get self-sufficient. eFoodsDirect.com or 1-800-409-5633. Okay, let's go ahead and play some of this video for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, audio for the listeners on the radio, Jesse Ventura, because we have hours and hours. We didn't put this on the web for some reason. And then I noticed it's all over the news when he talks about, you know, he can waterboard Cheney and make him say he killed Sharon Tate and how ridiculous waterboarding is. Here's part of that clip. We'll go out of break, come back with the rest of it, and then go live to Jesse Ventura. Stay with us.
You had to watch it. Yeah, I'll check it out. Our country today is not the country that I defended when I was in the service back in the 1970s and 60s, because back in those days, you had to watch it. Yeah, I'll check it out. Back in those days, you still had to be charged with the crime before you were guilty of it. And today it seems that, and you back in those days, you had to be charged with the crime to be held. It seems today now they can arrest you, they can hold you for an undetermined, as long as they feel like they're doing in Guantanamo.
Well, the Military Commissions Act says they can grab American citizens.
Which is absurd.
Well, I mean, how is it that the people running things aren't the bad guys? I'm not saying America's the bad guys, people that have seized the government. When they wrote memos saying it's okay to torture people's children in front of their parents, it's okay to kill them if you didn't mean to kill them under the torture or the enhanced interrogation techniques. And so they played the lawyer game of saying, well, we don't call electroshocks or pulling out fingernails. We don't call it torture. We call it enhanced interrogation, and then play that lawyer mind game. Can you speak
to
that?
Well, I think I don't know about all of that, but I will speak directly about waterboarding.
Yeah, I mean, specifically about torture.
Well, no, I am. But I will
saying it's not torture.
I will only speak about waterboarding. I was waterboarded.
In training?
I was waterboarded by my own country. Now, if we call waterboarding torture, then why do we torture our own soldiers? And I'm not saying waterboarding isn't torture. It is. I deem it as torture. But yet, I was waterboarded. Everybody that I knew was waterboarded because it was part of what they called SEER school, which was survival, escape, resistance, and evasion. It was a required course if you were going into the combat zone back in the era of Vietnam. I'm sure it's probably still required today.
Yeah, they were getting them ready to be tortured and to resist, and it's listed in those Army manuals as torture, so that disproves the White House later saying it isn't torture.
Well, and my simple response to all this, Alex, is I would like to take our five-time deferred Vice President, Dick Cheney, I would like to waterboard him. And let him then make the determination, having been waterboarded, then we'll ask him whether he thinks it's torture or not. I got a feeling he'd drop dead with the heart that he has today. If you waterboarded Dick Cheney, I feel that he would become a fatality because, well, his weak heart wouldn't be able to take it. But my point being on doing that is I think these people that determine what torture is or isn't, I think they should first have it done to them.
Good
physically.
Point.
And then let them make an actual determination on whether they felt it was torture or not.
Can you describe what waterboarding was like?
Drowning. It gives a complete sensation that you are drowning.
What did they do?
They strap you down, they put a towel across your face, and they start pouring water into the towel. And naturally, your mouth and that can't consume all the water. You can't drink it quick enough as they pour it. And it gives you the sensation it's going up your nose, it's going down your throat, and it gives you the complete feeling that you are drowning, even though you're not. The moment they stop it, you know, then it'll subside.
But that's the field waterboarding. They have another one where they put your head completely into a bathtub.
Okay, I don't know about that one.
Yeah.
The only kind we
got. Kill people down
there. The only kind we got was the field waterboarding.
All right, we'll be right back with the rest of this. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. InfoWars.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
There's a guy named MZ in Santa Cruz, California, who owns one of our affiliate radio stations. He got laid off from a job he loved many years ago. He was devastated, but it taught him a lesson very early in life, that even when you do a great job for someone and your boss tells you how much he appreciates you every day, there is no job security. You are always in danger of losing your job, unless you take charge of your livelihood and own your own business. Since you are the boss, nobody can fire you. So MZ has been his own boss for over 37 years, and he is passionate about turning other people on to the joys and benefits of working for themselves and not for others. MZ wants to tell you about a low-cost home business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that can help people lose weight and set you up with an impressive compounding monthly income. Visit chocolate.ownmyself.com. and check out the opportunity. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com. It takes very little money, and if you're interested, MZ wants to talk to you. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com. Or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
Let's finish up that last 2 minutes or so, that little clip of Jesse Ventura when he first talked about waterboarding Cheney. That was the first time he ever talked about it that I knew of, and now it's big news today. We should have put that clip on the web. But let's go ahead and go back to that video. Here it is.
Can you describe what waterboarding was like?
Drowning. It gives a complete sensation that you are drowning.
What did they do?
They strap you down, they put a towel across your face, and they start pouring water into the towel. And naturally, your mouth and that can't consume all the water. You can't drink it quick enough as they pour it. And it gives you the sensation it's going up your nose, it's going down your throat, and it gives you the complete feeling that you are drowning, even though you're not. The moment they stop it, you know, then it'll subside.
But that's the field waterboarding. They have another one where they put your head completely into a bathtub.
Okay, I don't know about that one.
Yeah.
The only kind we
kill people down that.
The only kind we got was the field waterboarding back in the days, the early 70s.
Oh, that's the classic one, man.
And they did it to all of us at Sears School. It was part of the training. And so my argument there is, if waterboard is indeed torture, which I think it is, how come we allow to torture? And for us SEALs, UDT SEAL guys, giving us waterboard, it was irrelevant. No, and I'll say that. It was irrelevant. Because in our platoons and in all the people that I served with, we all had an agreement. We would never be captured. We'll die first. So why would I need to face the waterboard if I'm dead? All of us were under an agreement that we will die first. We will not be captured. We will go down in a blaze of glory. So why did I need to be waterboarded? When I had already made a conscious decision that if it ever got to the position where I felt I was going to be captured, I would take death first. And I would say my attitude was, I'll take three or four of them with me before I go. Because always remember, the SEALs, we don't get mad, we get even. That's how we operate. I mean, you know, but so to me, I felt that the waterboarding and the whole POW thing was irrelevant to us, because there's never been a SEAL captured, nor do I believe will there ever be one.
Wow.
Because the SEAL will die first in our type of operation. You know, the only way they'd capture the SEAL is if the SEAL didn't know he was going to get captured.
Yeah.
And then he got captured and disarmed.
There is Jesse Viterva somewhere in time 6 months ago when he was here in Austin, Texas. What a great guy in person. Just a regular guy, but quite an individual. Quite a presence. I've never been around anybody in my life. I've been around a lot of famous people who has the presence of Jesse Ventura and the energy. People say, I wear him out. I was wore out after a few days hanging out with this guy. And he's going to come on for a full hour coming up on June 1st. He's been on a huge media blitz with a paperback of his Don't Start the Revolution Without Me, put out by Skyhorse Publishing, a big bestseller. And he's got a lot of news for us today, and I got a lot of questions for him in the 25 minutes we've got left. Jesse Ventura, thanks for coming on with us. Good to have you back here.
Hi, Alex. I guess it's nice to be back, but I don't know. Mexico gets more attractive all the time.
It absolutely does. Are you kidding? I would love to be down there in the beach and the surf as well. I went down to Mexico for a week a few months ago, and I wanted to stay. Speaking of Mexico, let's bring up a question you haven't been asked. What do you think about all the hype of this flu? A couple people die and they act like it's the end of the world, and Obama saying that we may all be forced to take an inoculation in the fall.
Well, it's certainly something that you don't poo-poo. You know, anytime you get a type of sickness like this, you need to pay attention to it. But I think it was completely overhyped by the media to put the country again into a scare pattern, which seems to be what the media enjoys to do now, is to cause fear and have everyone living in fear. What they need to understand is, okay, if there were 1,500 cases of it in Mexico City, yes, that's something to be very concerned about. I feel the Mexicans, I was down there, they did a terrific job with what they could do. They closed all the schools. They shut down all the soccer games. They did everything conceivably they could do. But remember, Mexico City is a city, what, two or three times the size of New York?
Yeah, it's 30 plus million.
Nearly 20 million people live there.
More than that.
1,500 cases of something is not that large. And I'm not saying it shouldn't be looked at, of course. But when I came home, I went to the airport because I flew this time. They made you fill out a questionnaire, and they asked you questions about your, you know, how you felt. And then they actually had this device where they touched it to your wrist, and it took your temperature. And they wrote that down, and if you went up to fly out, if your temperature was too high, you didn't get on the plane.
So amazing. But
Mexico did everything they could within their power. When they learned that the swine flu was going around, that they did everything conceivably as a, you know, a poorer nation that they could possibly do.
Well, Governor, I agree with you, but I agree with the first thing you said. This was used to create hype and fear, and then to openly introduce, we might need to have martial law, there's going to be another breakout soon, and it's this whole infrastructure. Getting to the big national controversy, you've caused quite a buzz and helped, really, I think, single-handedly push it back into the spotlight that Cheney and Bush committed all these crimes, ordered torture, and then burned their own underlings and sent them to prison for it and are now denying it when we have their own memos from Gonzalez and others and Bush's speech. What should be done? What's your idea? A hearing in Congress? They'll just whitewash it. I mean, if we don't bring Bush and Cheney to justice, and if Obama covers for him, as he said he's going to, quote, move forward, and I mean, what do we do about this from your view?
First of all, Alex, let's understand why the president wants to move forward. Because the Democrats are involved, too.
Yes.
You know, now maybe they didn't order it, but in my opinion, they certainly knew it was going on, and they didn't step forward because of their, you know, let's remember, Democrats truly don't have spines for the most part. And so they condoned it and went along with it. That's why they don't want to continue with it. It's because whenever the government tells you it's time to move on, that means that both parties are involved and both of them did something wrong. They don't want you to know about it, so they want you to move on. And so that's the dilemma you're faced with. And in light of the fact that it's all, basically all Democrats and Republicans in the Congress and everywhere out there, they're going to move on. And we'll be left like we always are, Alex, yelling out there going, where's justice?
Well, that's
justice
my big...
Justice will have been lost or blinded.
Well, that's my question to you. I mean, from your perspective... How do we get out of this left-right where, as you described when we interviewed you, two different wrestlers, you know, play the bad guy, the good guy, but really they're on the same team? How do we get past that and ever get these special interests and these elites out of the way that are doing this to us?
Well, Alex, that's simple. The lemmings out there have to start voting for the independents. Look, we tried our asses off to get Dean Barkley elected. He did very, very well. He got over 400,000 votes. But we have to continue from there and keep going. The only way is to win elections. The only way is to not vote for Democrats and Republicans and stop being lemmings and believing it's your only choice.
Absolutely. It's like a Don King.
Can it be done? I don't know.
It's like a Don King boxing match. I mean, you know both fighters are owned by him, so what's the point of watching it? You know it's a rigged deal. Speaking of Dick Cheney...
Alex, come on. So is wrestling, and that's entertaining as hell.
Hey, speaking of that, you went to UFC and saw one of those events, didn't you? Do you still think it might be fake?
The Ultimate Fighting?
Yeah.
Let me put it to you this way. Brock Lesnar, who's the champ now, right?
Yes.
Brock Lesnar told me that pro wrestling is tougher.
Really?
Yeah, that kind of stuns you, doesn't it? But you know why he says it? Here's why. Brock told me pro wrestling is harder because in Ultimate Fighting, he only has to go in there for 15 minutes of hell. Then he takes 2 to 3 months rest. He trains for 2 months, and he goes back in for 15 minutes of hell. Well, in pro wrestling, you got to wrestle every night. You got to do interviews. You got to travel all over the country from one end to the other. It's the most exhausting business you can possibly be in. So that's why. Do I think they're really fighting? Yes, I do.
Have you seen the movie The Wrestler?
The point is, it's only for 15 minutes, and then they get a 6 month rest.
Sure. Have you seen the movie The Wrestler?
No, I have not. I just got back from Mexico.
I want to get your take on that.
Well, I can tell you this. I think that rather than what Hulk Hogan says, it's about him. No, it's not. But from what I know about the film, I believe it's about Jake the Snake Roberts much more. Because if you go to a movie that was a documentary called Beyond the Mat that was done by a friend of mine, Barry Blaustein, if you go watch that movie, you'll see that this character very much parallels the Mickey Rourke character in the fact that he went through ups and downs. He achieved the greatest in his career. He ended up down on the bottom again, and he had a great deal of battle with a lot of demons, including a daughter, who in the documentary it shows Jake's rough relationship with his daughter, which very much parallels the Rourke character in the movie The Wrestler.
Well, obviously, it's not about Hulk Hogan. It's about a guy who's, you know, living in a trailer shack and is totally broke and has a heart attack. I mean, Hogan is something else, I guess, complete egomaniac.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Hogan's out there saying, just because the guy says brother, it's about me. I don't think so.
Hey, by the way, I loved what you revealed about Hogan on Stern the other day. I happened to hear that. Don't do it here.
No, I won't.
This is a conservative show, but it was hilarious.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. The time we've got, we're going to get serious.
Don't forget something. We Navy SEALs don't get mad. We get even.
Well, when I've got you for a full hour to take calls, come up in about 8-9 days. We appreciate that time.
Sure.
We'll get more into all that other stuff and all the serious issues. But tell us about the paperback of Don't Start the Revolution Without Me.
Well, you know, I added because the epilogue was now outdated. I don't know if they removed it, but I added a couple new chapters and we updated it, which is what they always do when a hardcover goes to paperback. But, you know, I updated a new chapter in it and all that stuff. But again, it's a wake up call, I hope. I hope this country will wake up to the fact that, you know, dissension is the greatest form of patriotism. And the fact that if you don't hold your government officials' feet to the fire, you're going to get bad government. That's good. That's not unpatriotic. And, we better start taking our country back or we're going to lose it. Because, Alex, you know, to me, if we're torturing people now, that means the terrorists are winning because they're changing America. And that's what they've set out to do. Do we really want them to win? I don't.
Well, Jesse, I mean, Governor, you're a smart guy, and we've had a lot of talks, and I know you're getting deeper into the whole underworld of the New World Order and all this, doing a lot more research on it and working on a lot of projects, a book and a TV show and the rest of it. I don't know how much that we can get into, but, you know, some of that's got, you know, gag order on it because it's, you know, being produced right now. But we talk about the buildings clearly being blown up, and then the question is who could put them in there, who could do it. I know you've been in Mexico, but now they've had top scientists, two peer-reviewed journals, top Dutch physicists have come out, international news, BBC, national TV in Europe, confirming they actually got the thermite samples from the buildings. They were blown up with explosive thermite. Then you have the folks at NIST that are covering all this up. It still happened to be three of the top seven or so experts in explosive thermite in the world. So, come on, this whole terrorist thing, it's a fraud. They've used this to take our liberties, to take our freedoms. And the same elite that was in control when Bush was in control is in control with Obama. Aren't you worried that they're talking about going into Iran now? And aren't you worried the same global elite might stage more terror attacks? Or do you think that was just Bush?
Well, I don't know. You know, I guess I hate to say it, but until they do something, we won't know, will we, Alex? You know, because we're not on the inner circle. We're not sitting in on the meetings where the decisions are made. So I can only respond as it happens. And, now I guess the Iranians blew off a missile, you know, they showed me film, I guess, of some missile going up in the air. Do I really know they did it? I don't know. You get to the point, especially with our news media today, that you don't know what to believe and what not to believe.
Yeah, you were telling me.
Initially, you come out and they make you believe something, and then 4 to 6 months later, you learn other things that make you disbelieve what they were told you. So when they tell me something today, I don't know whether to believe it or not.
Absolutely, Jesse. Let me bring this question up to you then. On 888, I get up, CNN says Russia has snuck attacked Georgia. Then I get to the office and I'm watching foreign TV and even reading, you know, down deep in the Associated Press that Georgia snuck attack South Ossetia. And then 2 days later, they admitted, okay, it was all a PR stunt. NATO and U.S. troops were there advising the sneak attack on the Russians. I mean, that's how much our media and government will lie, is that they will launch sneak attacks on Russian territories. Does that sound like a good idea to you, Jesse?
No, not at all. You know, that sounds to me like the, you know, if I can go back in history, is Howard Hunt still alive? Supposed to laugh, Alex. No, I mean, that sounds like the stuff they were doing to Cuba back down the days of the Bay of Pigs and all that stuff when our CIA was down there trying to overthrow Castro secretly and making attempts and blowing up ships in the harbor and doing all that sort of behavior. It reminds me of the stuff that went on in Central America during the whole Iran-Contra stink. What we need to, what this country's got to do is pick, get its head out of its you-know-what and start realizing that there's a reason that these people don't like us out there in the world. And a lot of it's got to do with our behavior.
I agree. And this corrupt offshore elites that are using the United States as their tool or their front man, their strong man, their engine to carry this out. Can you talk about what we discussed this morning in that conversation about how you're discovering more and more stuff? You're writing a book about conspiracies, the point about Lincoln, or do you want to just not get into that?
Oh, no, that's fine. The story I can tell you is this. You know, Dick Russell, my co-writer, he brought this to my attention. He sat me down, and we were down together in the Baja, and he just looked at me and he said, Governor, he said, what do you know about the murder of Abraham Lincoln? What were you taught in school? And I said, well, what I recall that I was taught in school is that Abraham and his wife went to the movie theater, the Ford Theater, and that John Wilkes Booth snuck up behind him, shot him in the head, tried to jump from the balcony, hooked his leg on something or other, broke his leg. They trailed him to a cabin and killed him, burnt him or whatever. I said, that's what I was taught. And Dick said to me, so they never taught you that there were actually 7 people arrested, tried, and convicted for the assassination of Abraham Lincoln and the attempt on Ulysses S. Grant and Vice President Johnson? I said, I never heard a word about that till you told me that right now. And so what causes me concern is that, I don't know, why don't we put that in our school books about what really happened, that there was this literal attempt from the Confederacy to assassinate 3 of the top Union leaders, the president, the vice president, and General Grant.
Yeah, the issue is, why isn't this put in school books, regardless of what side of this you're on?
Why don't they write the truth about history? And it scares me to death to think, okay, what can you believe in our history books that our children are reading today? You know, are they going to continue to tell us that Lee Harvey Oswald killed Jack Kennedy when there's enough evidence out there that indicates if he did take part in it, he certainly didn't do it alone?
Well, Governor, here's another one. It is mainline history, even in Shire's Rise and Fall of Third Reich, Pulitzer Prize winning. It's in all the major mainline history books, but it's never on Discovery Channel, History Channel, the news. Did you know that the British and U.S. governments actually funded Hitler, that the Edward VIII, the king, was a Nazi, had to escape Germany when the war started, and that the West basically told Hitler to go ahead and do what he did, that they were going to back him, and then they turned against him? I mean, Hitler's still evil. The point is that that's why they let the British escape at Dunkirk and all that. That's why the Reichsfuhrer came in and parachuted into England with a peace treaty saying, I have the peace treaty. Well, you know, why are you doing this? We had a deal.
Alex, I have to tell you, I don't know of any of that. I have to claim ignorance. I've never studied it. I probably should. But, you know, there's only so many hours in the day.
Well, no, exactly. I'm saying you're a prominent guy. Get your writer to look into that, because that's something that is mainline Pulitzer Prize. It's just in there, though, like it's no big deal. It's kind of like an elephant in the living room, and nobody's even pointing it out.
Yeah, you can't see the forest for the trees.
Absolutely.
Interesting stuff. No, the book we're going to write, though, is going to deal with multiple conspiracies down through the years, and, you know, and cover them and just, you know, hopefully make people think a little bit and realize, because I still sit back and say, you're telling me all the assassinations of the 60s were all done by lone nuts? You know, I lived through then, and I just can't believe that there wasn't one more person involved than who they told us.
Well, it's now come out that Patty Hearst and the Weathermen, that was all staged. That's mainstream declassified. And every time I hear about mad bombers that are about to blow something up, I was in the shower this morning with the radio on, listening to NPR, and they admitted this latest group of idiots they found in New York. They admit, oh, by the way, the informants set up the group, were leading it, and gave them the explosives.
Well, again, Alex, you know more than I do on that stuff. I can't comment on it because I have no idea.
Well, you're a very smart guy, and you got a lot of courage, Jesse, and you've certainly been learning a lot of stuff I didn't know about, and you've taught me quite a bit about things that have happened.
You've got to remember, Alex, you're here all the time now. I take a leave of absence for 6 months.
Well, I think that's good. I think you deserve it after all you've done. Speaking of that, they keep asking you, are you going to run for the Senate? Are you going to run for governor? Are you ever going to run for office again?
At this time, no. I don't, but I never say never because, you know, I can't predict the future. I can't predict if something would happen that would inspire me to do it again. But right now, I don't have the fire in my belly to go for, like, the Senate race. You know, it really came down to flipping a coin. I let destiny determine it. But the other main reason was I thought about, you know, at my age now, that's 6 years of my life that I got to go hang out with people I don't even like.
Yeah, you know, they are
difficult to do, you know, at this point in my life. I've only got so many more years on the planet. You know, I'm closing in on 60 years old, and I want to enjoy myself. And to go out there and hang around with them people for 6 years, that would be like, you know, why don't I just go and put myself in prison?
Well, Governor Ventura, I understand, but that's the problem. Evil people will scrabble and claw to get power, will gnaw through steel to get it. And then good guys like you, they don't want power, so they don't, you know, they do something to fight the evil, but then, you know, at a certain point get so disgusted, you know, by the elitists that they don't even want to get involved with them. And I don't blame you.
If I get that disgusted, you know, I'll be back.
Absolutely. So that's a little hint that you're going to be back in the future. Well, we'll talk a lot coming up on June 1st. I still need to get with you and find out exactly what hour of the show you want to come on then. But Governor Ventura, the book is out in paperback. In closing, you talk about on TV waterboarding Dick Cheney. I mean, if this guy says it's so great, it's so wonderful, they admit 90-plus percent of the people at Guantanamo Bay, totally innocent, just picked up by bounty hunters that get $25,000 apiece, most of them 14, 15 years old. The intelligence they used to scare everybody came from torture. I mean, I think if Cheney says waterboarding's no big deal, I mean, maybe he should show us that it's no big deal. Can you comment on that?
Well, first of all, I made the quote. I think I said it on The View that if you, I said it on Larry King, that if you gave me a waterboard Dick Cheney in 1 hour, I'd have him confessing to the Tate murders. Well, I have to amend that, though, Alex. I don't think I could accomplish that. You know why?
Why?
His heart ain't good enough. He wouldn't be alive for an hour to even confess.
Exactly.
And that tells you how bad waterboarding is, because I do not believe Dick Cheney physically could take it, you know, with the heart that he has.
Well, what about the stuff
for him to advocate doing this to people and for calling it another name called enhanced interrogation? Well, that's baloney, because torture is torture, and they're like jury picking. They go, well, you can't torture a person from the United States, but if the person comes from somewhere else in the world, torture's okay. That's
yeah. Well, that was my last question.
No,
what about the Department of Homeland Security documents that came out listing conservatives, gun owners, returning veterans as the number one terror threat, and that Homeland Security set up for them? And then it made the news. You know, we broke that when we were out having an In the Fed rally with Ron Paul, the Army was spying on us in Texas.
Well, that's because you're in Texas. You can't do nothing in Texas.
No, but what do you think of that DHS report, you know, trying to list the American people as the terrorists?
Well, again, you know, I don't know. Alex, that's only stuff you know. I can only speak to stuff that, and it's not that I don't believe you, but I can only speak to stuff that I actually know about, and I'll say this.
Yeah, no, you have been down to Mexico. Yeah, go ahead.
If we're not vigilant, we're going to lose our freedoms, because it's a natural progression. If you look down through the annals of history, you will always see it happen. And unless the citizenry takes control, in fact, let me say this, Alex, and I'll finish like this. They won't release the photos of our torture, right?
Yes.
Well, then how about if I step forward on behalf of the taxpayers and the citizens of the great United States of America,
mm-hmm.
and I want to go public with this, and I'll let you break it. I will represent us. Let me go where these photos are. Let me go inside and see them, and let me come out and report back as to what these photos are. I think I have the right to do that. I think they have no right to keep me from that. You know why? I pay their salary. And I'm a governor, I'm a mayor, I'm a former Navy SEAL. I had a top secret security clearance. I think I'm fully qualified to walk in and view these photos on behalf
Jesse,
of
Jesse, so we can finish, I'm going to go 1 minute. I'm going to go 1 minute over right now. We're going to keep on the web.
Thank you.
It's transmitting at InfoWars.com for 1 minute. We're going to cut that feed.
Visit GPNLive.com today.